Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. And today we're going to talk about what would you do if you were invisible for a day. What was your favorite subject in high school? What do you prefer, going out or going to the movies? And what else? What would you prefer, ordering food or cooking at home? Alright guys, let's jump right into it. Okay, if you was invisible for a day, it basically go back to my teleportation thing. I'm robbing banks, stores, and clothes. You feel me? I'm all in there. I'm all in the cut. You get one day to be invisible. What you doing? Probably gonna slap a few folks too, just to see what they gonna do. You know, like the wind. Like I'm pissing off a top of tree on top of people. That's wrong to say. But definitely, I'm hitting the bank. You're going to open that safe at one point. But how am I going to get out? I don't know. That's a good question. I have to really devise a plan to hit you. While I be at the ATM waiting on you, blowing your money down the street. I'm just kicking your money down the street. You trying to pick it up. Get you into the alley and beat the brace off your mom. Then in the store, I'm just gonna walk around the counter, pick up something heavy, hit you across the head, open the register up, get the money out, walk on up out of there. Clothing stores? Oh boy. You're gonna see a roll of clothes walk out this door. Oh, I'm gonna fill a backpack up. I'm gonna see the backpack walk out this door. Hop in some whips. You know, some of them places that got the keys in the car, I'm going to a car mart, jumping in and wheeling and peeling. First, what I'm going to do, I'm going to pop the hood. Make sure I'm far enough away from, you know, make sure I can get to that chip. Whenever y'all got a tracking device on it, I'm going to be all up under the car trying to figure out where this tracking device at. Get that tracking device up out of there. Scratch the VIN number off everywhere I can. Take these tags off of here. Get all these stickers off of it and peel and deal, baby. I'm gonna hit me a few houses before the 24 hours is up. You never know. I don't want to give y'all the wrong impression that I'm just a thief out here, but it's just, hey, gotta be realistic with this. What else I'm gonna do when I'm invisible? Hunt some people? Like, ooh, that ain't no fun in that. Ain't no personal gain in that. I just scared some folks. I need the money. But yeah, what would you do if you was invisible for a day? You're obviously gonna be out there naked in these streets, but hey, you'll be invisible. Nobody will ever see you or nothing you doing. I would want mine to start at 12:01. As soon as 12:01 hit, I'll be standing in the mirror and watch my body disappear. Poof. Just closed and taking them clothes off, running out the front door. Keep my shoes on until I get where I'm going. Then I'll post up against the wall like I'm just a pair of shoes. Yeah, when the place closed, I'm all in there. But yeah, if you could be invisible for a day, what would you do? What was your favorite subject in school? Had to be math, man. Math was the easiest thing to come to be, because, I mean, it made sense. Can't make money, you don't know nothing about no math. If you don't know nothing about no math, you don't even like money. So, plus, I was blessed with a bunch of wonderful math teachers, all the way from Miss Egg. I want to say Miss McDuffie was a math teacher. Miss Golson was a great math teacher. Miss Boykin, wonderful math teacher. And Miss Melly was a great math teacher. Now, Miss Gosen, she stayed on you, made sure you did your work. She also made sure she gave enough homework so you'll be attention, you'll pay attention to what you're doing. You won't just breeze through it, you know. Now, Miss Melon, her class, it was like I went back in the past. You know, I was just, this was algebraic connections. I done already took Algebra B, Algebra 1 and 2, Intrigue and all that. This just coming back to it. This is a class where people don't know nothing about algebra. So I used to get in trouble with that class all the time. But yeah, math became my first love because it seemed like it was, you know, it proved what it was talking about. Like, because like men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. History, that's why I don't like history. Because history is just based off a story that people, you know what I'm saying, done made up, somebody done told you. It's just passed on. It's like a hearsay, she say. And with math, you got to do the equation. Like, you got to do it yourself. Like, you got to make it possible. Like, you got to be able to show and prove, like, show your work. And it ain't just, this is why it's this and that and this, you know. Like, it makes sense. Plus, like I said, man, money. If you don't know nothing about math, if you don't know nothing about money, man, you will never know. And plus, it was easy to me because, like I said, I think I learned my timetables when I was, like, in kindergarten. So I was advanced in math, and that's why I liked it, because I excelled in it, because I knew so much about it. And I was already ahead of people. And it always seemed like my math class was always early classes. I think the only time I had a late math class was Miss Mellon and Miss Golson. Like, it's like my third block. Like, at my school, it was 4 blocks, so that third block be the last one. Third and fourth block. Because when you play sports, you usually get weight training at the end. Or PE. So, yeah, always like my last class, or what I consider a class, because PE and weight training wasn't nothing for real. Wasn't no test to take. But yeah, what was your favorite subject in high school? Mine was math. When it comes to having fun, what do you prefer to do? You rather go out or go to the movies? Me, myself, I'm a movie person. And I love the movie popcorn and nachos and all them snacks like a little fat kid that I am. And I enjoy it. Because if I can kick, and then now that they came out with the boots, well, I can kick my feet up. Boy, you done messed around and did dirt. Now, when I stayed in Georgia, it was a place where you can get actual dinner. But what they did that for, you know what I'm saying? I'm all the way in there. Let me get some food while I'm here. I ain't got to sneak the food in here. I can bring the, they ain't going to bring the food to me. I'm with that. But, going out ain't what it used to be. Now I'm older. I'm 30. I'll be 31 in July. I can't do that. Can't keep going out to these clubs. I don't know most of the sons. I don't know most of the young people. Plus, it seems like young people always be with that rah-rah too, always with the fight. Unless you go to certain clubs. Like, now if it's a bar, I'm with that. I can sit down in a bar and drink. I'm with that. A lounge, a hookah lounge, I'm with that. But when it's all these people in here, they all jumping around, they sweaty, and somebody finna fight over a step-down shoe, because they work hard for their money, I get that. But I ain't got time for that. I ain't trying to be in here with people that's fighting over rival gangs or fighting over no girl. I'm good. I just came here for the loud music and the drinks, please. And if y'all serve wings, I'm in there for that, too. But like I said, the movies, sit down, enjoy the movie, watch the movie. Now, I used to be the guy who used to go in the movie and be talking the whole time. But nowadays, I don't want to miss nothing. So if you're trying to ask me a question about what happened in the movie or why they did that, I'm not even going to respond to you. I'm just going to continue to watch the movie. We'll talk about this after the movie is over. So definitely, yeah. I'm a movie guy. Big movie guy. One time I went to a movie theater. They had the chairs that moved and everything. I went to go see, I can't even think of the movie. The movie with Tom Cruise, and he out there, and it's like a space. It's in the future, and he going out there, and he collecting stuff, and gonna find out he is a clone and all this kind of stuff. It ain't Interstellar. It's something else. It's something with Tom Cruise, and he figure out that he's a clone. His whole life is a lie. Basically, they just cloning you over and over again, and he come up out of that. That was a dope movie. And plus the chairs were moving, and it was in 3D. Come on, man. I think it was called D Chair or D or 4D or something. I don't know what it was called, but it was dope. I mean, I felt like I was flying with Tom Cruise. I'm in the passenger seat, hitting the brake, you feel me? Hitting the brake. Come on, Tom. Going too fast, player. You know you saw that mountain right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm like that parent over there hitting the brake. Come on, man. Come on. Come on now. Come on, Tom. Slow down, bro. But yeah, definitely a movie goer. I don't like 3D movies, but if I ain't got no choice but watching 3D, I watch it in 3D. But yeah, definitely 3D. Going to the movies over going to the club any day. What about you? How do you feel? What do you prefer? Going out to like a club or a bar, or going to the movies? Which do you prefer, ordering food or cooking at home? To me, I think ordering is better and faster and more, you know, but it's gonna cost you more. Well, some cases it will, because sometimes the meal be, sometimes you'll go and spend all your money on groceries, and that one big meal really pretty much wiped your whole thing out. Because nowadays, groceries don't went up. I can't shop nowhere. I ain't shopping nowhere. Call Walmart to get no groceries. They did. They too expensive. Now, Piggly Wiggly, grocery outlet, Food Mart, places like that, Food Lion, Kroger, Publix. I don't see Publix too high too. Yeah, ordering it. Cause who ain't lazy about cooking? And if your heart ain't cooking, do it. Me, laziness. Can't do it, bro. Noodles, I cook them. Hot dogs. Chili hot dogs. Warm up some soup or something like that, you feel me? Barbecue, I don't consider that cooking. That's killing, man. Anybody can throw some meat on the grill. As long as you know how to fix the coals up just right, you can barbecue. Like, don't forget about me. If you barbecuing somewhere, save me a plate. I'm on the way to come get it. But definitely, ordering out, it's the bee's knees. I don't know how people was doing that back in the day when you couldn't order out and it get brought to you. Don't know how they was doing it. Like, now, if you got to order now, go pick it up. That's cool with me, too. I ain't tripping. Like, this summer, I'm trying to get up some money. I'm going to have it to where we can order. You can order some food for me. Trying to have it all on the menu. Y'all let me know. I'll deliver. Me cooking it myself? No, it ain't gonna be me. It's gonna be somebody else. But definitely. What do you prefer? Do you prefer ordering out or cooking it at home? Me, myself, is ordering. Because ain't nobody got time for that. Thank God, thank my listeners, thanks for the feedback, and thanks for the input. Next episode, tell me something that you couldn't stand your mother used to do. I'm going to tell y'all another story. What do you prefer, tennis or basketball? And I'm going to tell y'all the story of another story. So it's going to be two stories in this next episode. Two personal stories. All right. Thank you, guys. God bless. And I'll talk to y'all next episode.